It's time. Did you see what I did there?
I did.
To get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist, you're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. With her special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Canadian country rock artist Susie Corey is back, and she continues to ignite the rock influence to country radio with her powerful voice and vulnerable lyrics with her new release, Time, released today. We have so much to talk about. Welcome, Susie Corey.
Good morning.
How are you on this Monday blistery morning?
I am fantastic. You know, every Monday is a new fresh start, right?
Awesome.
That's one way to look at it.
The weekend's over. So sad, because we had some great weather on the weekend, didn't we?
We did. But you know what's really sad is that every day is kind of like a weekend now for me. It's all one big blur.
You're not alone.
Yep. You are so not alone on that one. That's for sure.
You know, I know for a lot of people, it's been a challenging time. And, you know, it's stretched out a lot longer than any of us could have possibly imagined. But having said that, I think, you know, if you use your time well and go, this is kind of a blessing, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to have some downtime and focus on things that you might not otherwise have time to focus on. And for me, one of those big things was songwriting.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the artists are saying the same thing. Like, you're always so rushed through, you know, with what you're going to be having on your EP. And everybody's been so creative when it comes to working with the social media and the fans, which they don't usually have time for, because you're rushed out going to the radio stations and, you know, you're talking about your brand new release and then you're heading for your shows. This has just been such a great time for people to sit back and get into their thoughts a lot deeper. And I know that you're that way. You're such a positive thinker. Your influence in speaking to people has always been so inspirational. So talk to us about that.
Well, you know, Kim, I really love that you touched on the fact that we have time to be able to touch base with our fans and people who are out there on social media, because to me, that's always been number one. You know, when I talk to a lot of people who are artists in the industry, they're thinking about reaching, you know, the people in the industry in terms of the business side of it. And I think, you know, your main focus has to be the people and the fans, and something as little as just always responding to people who comment on your feeds and, you know, people who message you answering back. I think that's where you build the strength, because the power, the real power, is in your fan base and people, you know, and not necessarily focusing on the industry part of it, because that all will come in time. But the thing is, you know, building that fan base. And for me, it's just, it's not even fans. I don't call people fans. To me, it's friends, and it's amazing people who are so supportive. And to me, that means the world. And more than ever now, I'm seeing that, especially with doing mostly everything online, like the online shows. You know, I'd mentioned before that I wasn't keen on doing that in the beginning. And now that I've started doing them, you see that there's really so much in even doing something like that, because instantaneously you can see the feedback. People are putting in comments, and then I get messages afterwards saying, thank you so much for an awesome night. And I never thought that it would mean so much to people, you know, to watch something online. But clearly right now, that's the thing, and it does help.
The streaming platforms is just such, you know, a wonderful arsenal for you guys, you know, to have in your back pocket, because, you know, sometimes you wouldn't get that airplay, but when they're sharing it and everybody gets excited about it, because you're speaking to them directly, it's not something they're just listening to on a radio station. And that's what really gets the Spotify going and, you know, the downloads going, and you just, your music goes so much further globally, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to me, it's just mind-boggling that you can reach anybody in different countries. And I'm sure I'm not the only artist who, you know, even not being a major well-established artist, you can reach people all over the world. And we see it in the messages that we get. You know, it's crazy. I'll get stuff from Germany and stuff from Brazil. And I'm just like, that's crazy. You know, who would have thought?
Yeah, we've got, like, when we've done this podcast, we're just amazed, even last night, again, taking a look at, there isn't one part in the globe that we do not have incredible listeners. And we're so appreciative to that. But it's also opening up a lot more music. Like, the podcasts have really gone a long way. And I think that's really aided, you know, for the artists to be able to get a little bit more of their story out that's personal, that's not done in a 10-minute time frame. you know, that you're doing on a radio station. And it allows people to really experience, you know, what the artist is talking about in their lyrics, and maybe something that they've gone through that they can connect with that's a little bit more in depth. And I know that we're talking about, you know, navigating through the pandemic when we just started that. For you and this song, this brand new song, Time, that we're releasing today, this is such a special song to you, but it's also showing a little bit more of you than when we had you back on the show last year. And this one, it's so personal, and you're being able to see something that is a lot different that so many people are experiencing today. Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's funny because since I started doing music, one thing that I've been very conscious of, and I remember even writing this down, you know, in my goals, is that I want to put music out there that's positive and touches people on a very deep level and brings happiness and joy to them. And so when I wrote this song, I must have written this song close to 5 years ago. Like, that's how old it is in terms of the writing process. But until I recorded it and so on, that was, it was finished up about 2 years ago. And I still felt it was too soon because, you know, it was somebody who was close to me that I worked with, and it was a friend and a colleague who had lost his son in an accident. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that, you know, myself being a mom of two children, I just, it's the last thing ever as a parent that you want to imagine. And it was hard for me to release the song. I just kept holding on to it because I was going, it's not really fitting with everything else I'm trying to put out there, which is positive messages. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just about a week ago, I made the decision last minute because I had another single ready to go called Got a Feeling, which is really upbeat, fun, feel-good song. And I went to my producer and I said, you know what? I'm going to hold off on that one because summer's coming, spring's all good. This song I've been sitting on for like 2.5 years, you know, let's put it out there. And he agreed. And I said, let's do it. So, and also because, you know, in this past year, particularly, I've been home a lot. I do a lot of reading, a lot of meditation. I'm very much like a yogi kind of spiritual person. And so my perception of death and what it means and the whole cycle of life has changed, and I don't necessarily look at it in a negative way. And so it was easier for me now to have that conversation that if I'm putting out the song and we're going to be talking about that, I'm not looking at it necessarily in the same light as when I wrote this song. But even in the song, I try to show that, you know, it really, it's about always having beautiful memories of someone. It's not like the person really ever leaves. Once someone comes into your life, into the physical life, even when they're gone, they're still a part of you spiritually that never leaves you.
Well, that's their legacy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody has a role to play, no matter how short or how long it is in your lifespan, you know, that the effect that they leave on you, that's eternal. That stays forever.
Let's listen to this one right now so everybody knows what we're talking about. So it's a beautiful, beautiful song. Very, very vulnerable. And I know that this one is going to touch people in many different ways. And we'll come back and talk about that. So let's play Time by country rocker Susie Corey here at Music's Journey.
Something just ain't right, coming over like a flash flood, a loss of the same blood. Things I'll never get to say, silence is golden until the wound's open.
Time is stolen, but safe in my heart, you will be.
That is Time from Susie Corey. Now, this is podcast number, which one is this?
42.
Susie was the very first guest on Music's Journey, the podcast. And thanks to Susie, we had a number of downloads from Europe. So thank you, Susie, for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Now we're all over the world, which is pretty cool. Now let's get back to the podcast with our special guest. Once again, here is Kim Sear.
We're coming back to this one because this is such an important song. Everybody gets, you know, a different message out of something. And I know that yours is, it was different when you wrote it. And then now, you know, it has more of a positive look for this song, a more inspirational message about people cherishing in the moment. I know my mom used to tell me that every day, but I think today it means more than it ever did before. And as you're saying with this to you now, when you're releasing Time, it's about making quality time, making the most out of every single day and living in the moment and sharing memories, making memories every day.
Absolutely. You know, it's ironic that I think maybe subconsciously part of the reason I decided to release a song was because I just finished reading a few books by Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now and A New Earth. And both those books talk about living in the present moment. And although, you know, it's an obvious thing to tell people that you need to be in the present moment always, I think it's very challenging. People are constantly either living in the past, you know, thinking about the past, reliving it over and over and over again, or they're conscious of the future, and then that makes them anxious and everything else. So, you know, part of the journey and the work that I've been doing, spiritual stuff, is really staying in the present moment. And that's where, when I revisited the song, it took on a whole new meaning for me, because that's exactly what time is, you know, right now. When you look at it realistically, what do we have other than the present moment? Nothing else really truly exists. Mm-hmm. It is just right now. And what are you doing with your moments right now? So whoever you have right now in your life and the people around you, you know, just appreciating people and loving people and being a good person, it's so easy to do. And then you're left with no regrets. So no matter where life goes, you know that you did absolutely everything that you wanted to do and how you want to do it. And you're satisfied with life and how you've lived it. So, you know, that's all. It's just, for me, this song right now at this time, with everything I've been visiting myself, it made sense to put out and to be able to talk about how precious time is and just loving life and loving every moment.
This is where you shine as an artist. You know, your lyrics are always vulnerable and it always exposes the issues that we have in life. And so many people have faced, you know, in one way or another, you know, they're experiencing loss with loved ones, and the stories that you can tell that people would relate to, you know, that are in this song. It might have been about, you know, someone who's lost their child in an accident. They may never have been able to say goodbye. And, you know, so many people that are going through that right now, where, you know, they have loved ones in the hospital and they're getting a call. You know, it might be somebody that's across the province or in a different country, you know, for a family member, you know, that's somebody that's really close to you, and you're getting that phone call and you can't even say goodbye. It's a video chat, and hoping that that, you know, loved one hears you. And, you know, it's hard, you know, for people. So I can't imagine. I know that I worked for Never Be a Victim program, you know, for 10 years, and I always worked with the victims who had lost or were missing someone. And it's a different message, and I get this really, really well when you wrote this song. And, you know, you always have to focus on the positive. And I used to tell everybody, it's the memories you have. Nobody has those. You know, that's something that you carry with you. Nobody can experience those with that person and what that person meant to you more than you. And it's up to you and how you look at it, you know, moving forward. So I'm really hoping that, you know, we get this song out and so many listeners can use it in a positive way. And I know that you might be going through a tough time, but so many things that you can do to switch that around.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even though the song was inspired by my friend and his son, it reminded me a lot of my own relationship with my father. I lost my father when I was 23 years old. So, I mean, that's relatively young to lose your dad. Mm-hmm. And he was like my best friend. You know, it was, I would spend more time with him than I ever did with my girlfriends or anybody else. And it was a very difficult thing. Having said that, I never once felt like, oh, if only I had my father for longer. If you know, I always felt we had such a beautiful relationship. I'm so thankful. And this is why, you know, I practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just saying it because it sounds nice to appreciate time, but I know because I lived it that way. I lived a great life with my father. He taught me so many lessons. I look back at it in complete happiness. And, you know, there's no regret there. And I'm thankful for however time, you know, much time that we did have together. And I know people who still have their parents around and there's, you know, the relationship is strained and they've been around for years. And you think it's quality. It's not quantity, you know. Mm-hmm. So just don't worry about how long something is going to last. Just take care of that and, you know what it's worth in that moment when it's there.
I know exactly what you're talking about there because I lived that way. Like I look after my mom, you know, full time, as you know, and yeah. She's at end of life as well. But I was there with my dad, you know, for 30 days, never left the hospital. I drove her home and came right back to the hospital and spent the night, you know, with my dad. And I made those memories. What I talk about with him, I might miss him, you know, every single day, but it's more about the lessons that I learned or, you know, just memories that I talk about. I don't talk about, I wish he was here.
Right.
You know, today, like you're saying there, it's like, this is what, you know, my dad gave to me. And that's what I cherish. And it's so important, you know, and we talk about this at the end of the show. That's my message to everybody is make some memories today because you just don't know. And at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you've set yourself, forget everybody else, how you've presented yourself each day.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's what you're talking about there. And that's why, you know, you have such an influence and inspiration to everybody that you touch. So talk to us about a music video. Is that coming?
I'm not sure. I think for this song, I'm probably going to leave it at just, you know, maybe a lyric video or something.
Okay.
I do have singles coming out later on, a little bit more of their fun, upbeat songs. I think I'd like to do a video with a couple of those. So we'll have to wait and see. I have reached out to a couple of people I know down in Tennessee, some musician friends, and they're very hippie 70s looking like guys, and they're going to suit one of the songs that we might be talking about. And so I thought, you know, it'll be fun to do a video with them because they suit it so much. You know, I'm all about the 70s vibe.
I can't wait to see that one because I know that you're heading back to LA, right? You're going back in a couple weeks to record two more singles. Tell us about that.
That's right. So one of them I started working on 1975, and that's where the 70s come in, and it's kind of a note to the 70s, very fun, you know, feel good song. That's going to definitely be the big summer song for me. And so a couple of friends that I have down there, they're musicians, there's a band, and Philip Schaus is one of my really, really good friends. He also plays for Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley. Mm. And really cool guy. I actually, a few weeks ago, I did an interview with him, and I just laughed because I'm like, the tables have been turned, now I get to interview someone. But yeah, we did it just for fun. And actually, it's funny, the reason I reached out to him and I said, hey, let's do this interview, because I'd been talking to him throughout this whole pandemic, and he's a touring musician, he's a guitarist, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's not someone who writes music. I can get royalties and still make money when I'm sitting at home, even if I'm not, you know, around doing shows. But someone like that, you really rely on your whole life is the touring thing. And to see that someone was so positive and so happy, and he really, you know, he began at the beginning of the pandemic kind of going into a negative spiral, but he pulled himself out of it. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what? You need to talk to people about this because there's so many people like you. And they need to hear how you did it. So anyways, I'm going off on a tangent, but that's the story.
Actually, it's actually good because I think using that platform, right, you know, to be able to reach, you know, people that don't have this amount of time to think. And like when you're busy going through life, it's easier to manage things that, you know, are sitting there under the surface that we might not take a look at. But, you know, when you got all this time, it rears its ugly head because we haven't dealt with it. But like you just said, if you walk through it, you know what, then you can put it in place and say, okay, you know what, it wasn't that bad. I was able to walk through that one because I saw, you know, I didn't ignore it. I wanted to talk about it, and he opened up to you. So that's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm glad you know you mentioned that facing things head on. I think that's where people have a lot of trouble. They don't want to face, you know, whatever issue it is that's been kind of in the background. And unfortunately, if you don't do the work, it kind of stays there for, you know, as long as you're not facing it. And no matter where you arrive in life and how much you are able to, you know, whatever levels of success you're able to have, you'll always have that in the background kind of as this negative thing. So definitely more than ever, 2020 gave people time to sit and reflect. Some people didn't want to do that reflecting. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to do it and pull yourself out of it and deal with everything head on, that's exactly what happened with this, you know, friend of mine. And he said to me at the beginning, he was just sitting at home and drinking and realized, yeah, I don't want to do this. This is not what I want. And, you know, he started dealing with things that he needed to deal with and then got himself out of it and then started, you know, doing online sessions for people, showing people different things. So he's, you know, worked on musically. He started working on his other business, that he does like rock and roll shirts for pets and stuff. It's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I said, I'm so proud of you. And a lot of people need to hear what you're doing. And that's why I said, okay, let me interview you. This is going to be fun. But, you know, we're friends. It's going to be very casual. And it was great. It was a great time.
I watched that. So it was a lot of fun. It was
a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did. I watched you doing that one. So,
well,
yeah.
You know what's funny? You don't know what you're capable of until you just do it. And I thought, I talk a lot, as you can tell. So it was an easy, like, it was a no-brainer.
Well, it worked out really, really well. So I know that you have got a feeling. You've got 1975 and A Better Man. These are the ones mm-hmm. that you're working on. But I loved the message, like the chorus hook for Got a Feeling. And it's meeting somebody for the first time, meeting the magic or feeling the magic. You know, there's so much that you're releasing with this stuff. So we're really, really looking forward to. And I know 1975, that was I know with you being such a huge fan of the 70s as you're talking about, and, you know, paying that tribute to the classic rock, because we all miss that so much, you know, like, right? Leonard Skinner, Led Zeppelin, like you mentioned all that in the song. So it's kind of cool. So do you have any favorite song from the 70s decade?
Oh gosh. I mean, I love so much. I love, you know, Aerosmith, anything they did back then.
Right.
But I also, you know, I love stuff like Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. And more than ever right now, I've been revisiting her a lot and just listening to a lot of stuff. Bonnie Raitt, just incredible. And, you know, I think for a long time, I kind of forgot about that. But the great thing about these Spotify playlists, sometimes you just put, like, I put 70s essentials, and then I get these songs, like, oh my God, I remember that. And, you know, like Let Your Love Flow, which mm-hmm. The Bellamy Brothers, and, you know, all these great feel good songs. John Denver, I've been listening to also a lot. And, you know, I just think there's something about the music back then and the quality of the lyrics. And, you know, not to say we don't have that now, but there's just something about it. To me,
simple.
I my heart. Yeah.
Very simple, right?
And yeah, it was a simpler time too, in some ways, I guess, you know, and I want to go.
Were you around in the 70s resolution, honey?
It wasn't easier.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't. Like they were protesting back then the same as they're doing today, right? So like there was so much going on in the world with the war and you know, same thing that we're dealing with, but it always comes back, right? I think that everything that we go through in life, you know, somehow human beings bring it back. And
that's because a lot of times we're not learning the lessons that need to be learned. And, you know, that's why it's coming back. And I hope that's why, I mean, I'm personally making a personal dedication to all the music that I'm putting out to have it have a positive message about, you know, I'm all hippie, peace and love. But I mean, that's what I live and breathe. And it's not something I'm, you know, people are like, oh, you've got to build your brand. And I'm like, no, I'm not building a brand. This is Susie. So, you know, you're getting me, and this is what I believe in. And I hope that somehow I can influence people, and just, even if I can make someone happy, you know, if you listen to the song, you feel good. Great. I've done my job.
Good. Now I'm going to strip you back a bit. Okay.
Sure.
All right. One question, and I want you to be really honest about this. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing that Susie Corey has had to really work on as a vice?
God, I'm going to sound so conceited right now. I really don't have any. I mean, I'm a very simple person. And I, you know, even growing up, let's say when I was a teenager, my parents are very, very protective. I never really went out and partied. I'm not a drinker. I've never smoked a cigarette. So, like, you'd be surprised. And some people, even my friends now, laugh at me and they're like, how old are you? And you haven't done this or that? Or I'm like, no, I was so sheltered. And, you know, I was a mom by the time I was 24. And yeah, then, you know, your focus comes off of you and it's raising your children. And for years, it was all about my kids. Still is in so many ways. But I mean, once they became teenagers, you know, they were 13, I was like, okay, now I can start to focus on myself and what it is that maybe I would like to do with my life. And that's where I got back into the whole music thing. Mm-hmm. And so, but now I'm at a different stage in my life. I'm not someone who wants to go out and be wild and party, you know? So even when I first started doing rock, that's why I had a conflict with doing rock music, because I'm like, you know what? This lifestyle is not for me. It's not who I am. And as I started to veer into country, I was just like, okay, yeah, this feels right, you know? And not to say that people who like country aren't big party animals either, but there's something wholesome about it. And just, it's different.
The community, yeah. The country music community, yeah. Especially here in Canada, like country music in Canada has got it going. Like, we are really doing so well, such talents that we've got out there, but the community itself, everybody embraces each other. It doesn't matter whether or not they've heard, your song before or anything else. The moment they see another country artist coming up on the charts, everybody reaches out. And it's not just, the newer artists reaching out to each other. The veterans do. And that's what I really, really like about, country music. They really embrace and help teach and show the ropes and, give some lessons that they may have learned and which they knew, when they first started. So I really love country music for that reason. It's a different feel in the genre than it is in the other genres.
Yeah, well, and I mentioned it to you particularly. Do you remember the benefit that you had? Mm-hmm. And you had this amazing group of musicians, many who I just met that day. Mm-hmm. So, and one of them who's become such a dear friend, Sean Carson, mm-hmm. Who helped me put on the Love Revolution Festival down in Tennessee. And I'm eternally grateful for him for everything that he did to help out with that. That particular day will stand out in my mind as that's the prime example of what you just talked about right now. So much love. And, again, everybody just cheering on everybody when they went up to sing and then they came off and everybody was like, wow, you were so great. That was amazing. And it's really genuine and heartfelt. It wasn't just like, okay, well, I'm going to tell them they were great. Nobody has to tell you you're great, but it was, you could feel it. And I loved it.
Well,
it,
I know maybe. you were nervous that day because I know that Lighthouse, very special friends of mine. And it's funny because I only met them, one time up at Kempenfest. And, I was talking to them backstage and I was talking to Skip. And I'll never forget that moment because his granddaughter was running around and he wanted me to take pictures at the back of the stage. And I was the photographer for the event. And I just sat back and, had an opportunity to speak to Dan and the rest of the guys. And I don't know, it was a memory for me. And I love classic rock to begin with. And, I was just, I can listen to that stuff all day, but I can listen to, any genre too, but it's just one of those ones that's dear to my heart that I grew up with. But, they're just such an amazing band. And for them to come out that day, the entire band, and, they played for over an hour, and, for them to be able to do that. And a lot of them stuck around, right to the very end of the show. And that was a really, really long event. And, we had 15 artists all together that day. And, people came out, a lot of people came in from Nashville. And that was a pretty, special moment for me. And I really appreciate the people that I've gotten to know along the way. And we had a lot of people we just couldn't fit on the roster. We just couldn't do it. And we couldn't put them on the schedule. And, it just goes to show you that people don't forget. Like, you pay the buck forward, you pass it forward, and you remember the kindness. And, they showed up that day, and, we're so eternally grateful for that in the bands. And I know Lighthouse was so impressed with you, too.
Oh, wow. Well, Gary and I have stayed in touch since then, and he's incredible. Yeah, he's super, super nice. But it was funny because they went on first and really set the bar high.
Yeah, they did.
I was like, I'm supposed to go up after this?
Oh, you know, like so many people. Now, Sean came out too, you know, came in from Nashville too. And like you said, he's done so much with you and such a special soul. What a wonderful, wonderful man. And now he's doing the Love Revolution for you again. Now, you've got more coming up with that for the music festival and plans for that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, the Love Revolution Festival just happened haphazardly last year. Literally, I put out the song in June, and then about a week later, I'd been reading about drive-in festivals, and it was a no-brainer. I mean, musicians, the friends that I have in the country community, all have been like, we're so itching to get up on a stage anywhere, somewhere. And then you hear the fans online who were like, we just want to see a concert. We want to see live music. Like, this online stuff is great, but we want to see live music, and it's summer and people are used to the festivals and the fact that everything one after another was being canceled. Mm-hmm. I went, you know what, let me give this a try. And I literally just started putting out the word, you know, does anybody know anybody who has a piece of land, at least? Because if we have somewhere to do this, that's the beginning. And then everything fell into place. And, like, you know, from start to finish, within 3 weeks, the festival took place. And it was incredible. That was here in Ontario. Yeah.
And then, producer hat you had on that day, because you brought all the artists together. Like, you did everything, you know, to put that thing together. I know Brett Kessel had been doing a few of them, and he was just blowing it away. People and fans were just amazed. Like, he's got the biggest heart too. And, you know, he really relates to his friends, but you learned from that, you watched that, and then you're taking a look at what you could do, and you put that whole thing together. And now look at it. You went out to Tennessee and now look where you're going with it. Tell everybody where you're thinking of going.
Well, I've been in touch with people in Dubai, and so they're interested, and then in Australia as well. So, you know, possibly Brazil. Who knows? Again, you know, there's nothing confirmed right now, but it's just where my mind's at, is definitely to take it globally, because to me, the whole idea of the Love Revolution is something universal. And, you know, it comes back to the whole hippie vibe thing. It's me trying to recreate Woodstock on some level in the year 2000.
Now, how does Sean fit into that?
I don't know, but you know what? He's just going along with me. He's such a cool guy.
He's not a hippie boy. He's a pure country boy.
Oh, totally. You know, but he's just like, him and I had a lot of conversations when I was there, and, you know, we get each other, and he is all about, also just, he has such an innocence to him. He's been through a lot and been in the music industry for so long, but yet, you know, he was so excited about this, and he's just like, I'm so glad we're doing this. It's the right thing. And I'm like, I know. And you know, that's what happens, is when you feel something in your heart is the right thing to do and you're doing it, it's funny how the universe just conspires along with you and makes it so easy for everything to come together. And that's what's happening with this Love Revolution. So we're going to take over the universe.
Yesterday. Very cool. We're going to put it out there. We're going to manifest that one. And John really knows Sean really well, and the people that, you know, he has performed with. So give a little bit of background on him.
Yeah, we're talking about Sean Carson, and he grew up playing in his dad's band. And I watched him perform as a youngster, a little teenage guy playing behind this big guitar. And he has moved down to the Nashville area and has performed for many years with Neil McCoy. He's performed with Tanya Tucker and some other big artists he's worked with. So he's got a quite an impressive career, and super, super nice guy. And
catch his show too, that's on Saturdays too, that he has.
Yeah, he does. I'm amazed by what he can do. He can be singing a song and he's watching comments while he's singing, and he will actually comment on the comment while he's singing.
And picks the chord right back up.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, he's like right there doing it. So I'm really hoping you guys get a chance to do it again. And maybe with everything opening up that we'll be able to come out and host that one for you like you wanted us to in last year.
I really, really hope so. It would mean the world if you could.
Well, let's hope, you know, by the, you know, the time that this one rolls around in the summertime, that we're out there enjoying live music. And I know that that's just been such a big deal for so many of the guys that, set up the equipment, you know, to the event planners as well as to, you know, the ones that rent out the equipment. You know, it's just really difficult for those guys. And so many of them are sitting out on couches in friends' places right now. It's been a long year. And I know that now we're getting used to how to perform live, and people are starting to rent out venues and doing these live shows that you can purchase tickets to. So it gets the venues on the map again and gets their doors open, and at the same time being able to have the bands being able to play safely to the audience and then having the question answer period. So a lot of them are doing it really well. So we're hoping that we get to see you very, very soon. Now, you've got something going on Facebook right now. What's that?
Well, I have a couple of things coming up this week. So one is with Nicole Ray, who I absolutely adore. You know, she's a woman who walks the walk and talks the talk and everything else. Yeah, she's another go-getter. And I was part of her festival. She did a drive-in festival as well last year, Harmonia Fest, all female. It was such a cool evening. Same thing. You know, we were all supporting each other. So when you talk about that whole country community thing, it's just unbelievable. And that was one of those nights for me. So she's doing, she does an ongoing show with all women music. And I'm part of her show this Thursday. So that's going to be great. Yeah.
I love Nicole. We've had her on the show here. She's such a sweet human being.
Well, you know, besides being a wonderful person who I adore, I mean, she's a great friend of mine as well. And I'm actually borrowing her boyfriend for the night. So she can be my guitarist. I've always joked around.
Are you renting him? Are you renting
him? Well, out of respect to Damon, I'm not going to say I'm renting him, but, you know, I'm borrowing him, I guess.
You're borrowing. Well, she's lending him out. Okay.
Well, I've always joked around saying, you know, this whole country thing is very incestuous. We all use each other's musicians. Like, you know,
Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up here because we've got back to back here. So I just wanted to tell everybody, or if you can tell everybody, where they can reach you as well and download your new single.
Sure. So on social media, my handle is Suzy Corey, SUZIKORY, and website is www.suzycorey.com. And that's it. So it's going to be available as of today, March 8th.
So that's the single Time, and that's released today. So new release day. We always love Monday for that reason.
Now, you mentioned, Suzy, you mentioned this is single number 6 for you.
Yeah. You know, you had asked me about an EP, and I said I've kind of been holding out on physical product because, you know, if you're going to put an EP, really the only place to be able to, or mainly where people would give those out, is at shows. Right now, that's not happening. So, yeah, I've decided to just, you know, keep releasing single after single, and that's done well.
Well, if and when you do put out an EP, you can already call it your greatest hits.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
I love that.
Okay, so we got a feeling that's coming up. You got 1975 and A Better Man, as well as Time. So you are a busy girl, really busy girl. So thank you so much for stopping by. We really, really hope that everybody will download Time, Suzy Corey's brand new single, out today. If you download it, Spotify, or if you're doing Amazon Music, iTunes, wherever you're downloading this music, we want to be able to remind you, put it on your playlists and ask for your local country radio stations to play it. So whether or not it's on the list or not, they will play it if you request it. And that's what puts everything up on Spotify and, you know, the most played songs. You know, that's where your fans can come into play. So help Suzy Corey out. She's an amazing country artist and we love her. So Canadian country rock influencer, we love her. So we need her to stay.
Suzy Flower Power Corey, thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by. We look forward to letting us know when the other singles come out, okay? And your music videos that you got coming up, and we will have you back on. So we look forward to it. Congratulations on your new release today, and we will see you really soon. Make memories, girl.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you soon. We want to thank Suzy Corey once again for stopping in and look forward to hearing about her new releases coming up and, of course, The Love Revolution, which she is going to be putting back on tour this year. So one way or the other, whether it's drive-in or not, it's going to be there. So we got to continue that love revolution. Living for every moment and in the moment, my special guest, Canadian country artist, Suzy Corey. We have such a busy week. We have David Boy Jane stopping back. He's coming in with a very, very special news release for us this afternoon. So stay tuned for that. We also have Kate Gillespie. We have Catherine Bean is going to be here. Tim Hicks, The Command, Sisters Lemon Cash, and so many more. We're really, really looking forward to this week. So check us out at www.musicsjourney.com. And you also can catch us at Now and Then Magazine. We are very grateful for our sponsors, Now and Then Magazine. You can check us out at www.musicsjourney.com, and you can see the link for the article that we also put out, not just the podcast. So check it out, and the podcast is also included with all the information for the artists that we're interviewing today. So check it out, and we love you. Make memories, okay? Thank you so much to all of our listeners around the globe. You have no idea how much we absolutely love you and appreciate you, really appreciate you. So thank you for joining us. So go out there, make memories, and spread some love. I'm Kim Sear from Music's Journey.
A great big thank you to Susie Corey for chatting with us today. The new single is Time, and it's out now. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, TuneIn and Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Deezer, Player FM, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. Thank you for listening to the Music's Journey podcast with your host, Kim Sear.